Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
And guess what? It's Saturday, and it's that time again for Paradigm Shifters.
Paradigm Shifters. Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Steve Duncanson, and welcome to another edition of Paradigm for Life and Success, Paradigm Shifters. And really grateful that you took the time to be with us here today. Recognizing, we talk about all the time that we only have a certain amount of time, right? So having somebody waste your time is not something that we want to do. We want to make sure we bring value to the time that we bring you here. So thank you so much for tuning in. Aurelia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Doing well. You know, I want to make sure that right now I thank you, Aurelia, for your commitment to bringing this show, producing the show each and every month. I know there are times given my schedule. Okay, most of the time, given my schedule. When it's really difficult to get a hold of me, you stay behind me and make sure that this actually happens. And I want to make sure that all those that are listening know how much I appreciate the effort that you put in. And that's really because of you that we're able to make this happen. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we are at the summertime, aren't we? Unbelievable weather this week. I am not complaining, however, because I don't like the cold too much. So, but even though 99 degrees in the city is just a bit hot, but like I said, I prefer that than to the cold. What's it like where you are, Aurelia?
Hot.
Just simple, plain old hot. You don't have to classify it anyway.
It's hot.
I'm feeling that. Well, that's cool. Well, we're going to make sure, you know, I think we're going to have a hot call today. Oh, by the way, just let me throw this as a sidebar since we are talking about heat. I just want to big up the Miami Heat for their the NBA Finals. I got to throw that in. My man LeBron finally getting his just due. You know, not only for his talent, there's some things that he said during and after the championship run that really, you know, reminded me of some of the things we talk about here on the show. You know, what brought his success this year, he said, was his failures of last year. He recognized he had to take a look inside himself and make the adjustments necessary both on and off the court in order to become the champion that he is. I think that is so true and applicable to every area and aspect of our lives. And oftentimes it's the failures, not the successes, it's the failures that take us to that next level. As long as we're willing to be honest with ourselves, take a look and make the adjustments that are necessary. So though I am a Miami Heat fan and a LeBron James fan, it's not simply because of his basketball skill, but because he applies principles for life and success in his life and experience. And so, again, congratulations to him. One of the things that we also talk about oftentimes on the show is the power and the value of change, understanding that change is the only constant in life, and that we cannot grow unless we're willing to change. It is the essence of maturation. So I think it's something that even we're looking to apply here on the show and make some changes and some adjustments. And today we're changing up our format just a little bit by inviting someone else on the show besides you and I, Aurelia, someone that you introduced me to not too long ago, very recently. I was very much intrigued by her story and the things that she has to contribute. And I certainly parallel the principle discussed from month to month. And what I like about Marilyn, and we'll be introducing her formally in a moment, is that she doesn't just know the principles in her head, she applies them in her life, and it impacts her experience. And I believe that our listeners today are going to hear firsthand some real-life anecdotes of how to apply these principles to your life and the results that can be created. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, my listeners, I'd like to welcome to the call today Marilyn Ocasio-Medina. Marilyn, how are you?
Hi, Jeremy. I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. We're doing well. Really looking forward to be hearing from you and mm-hmm. to share with our listeners a little bit about who you are, what your experience has been, and then I want to ask some questions on that. You know, we talk about and mention, I'm sure our listeners are aware of the law of correspondence. Really, I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you what the law of correspondence is. I'll just go on with as it is within, so it is above. Inner world creates your outer world. Right? Your inner world of beliefs, thoughts, feelings creates your outer world of actions and results. And I think that what Aurelia, what Marilyn, who is a Reiki master, and she'll tell you what Reiki is and how powerful that system is, she has done in her life and experience, has applied these things and created that outer world of actions and results that has given our experience. About yourself and how it comes to be on the
okay. Steve, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so first of all, I love the story that you said, Steve, about someone having failure first and taking that failure and turning it into success, because I don't know of a person that is extremely successful without having to go through some failures first. And I think that sometimes in life what we think is a digression is actually a progression. It makes us progress. And what we think is a setback is what makes us stronger, and it makes us discover who we are. And that's what happened to me. I was always a person that was with a positive outlook and always happy and always look at the glass half full and not half empty, and that's just the person I am. That's just my nature. But when you experience circumstances and life brings you things that you did not expect, it's not that easy to keep that positive outlook and always look at the glass half full. And you start asking yourself questions, why? But I've learned not to ask why, but to embrace whatever change has happening in your life, no matter how difficult the circumstances, that we have to embrace that change and find a solution and just know that you're going to work with whatever comes your way. And I'm a true believer that everything happens for a reason and that there are no coincidences in life. And My setback that I had 3 years ago was, unfortunately, a divorce. But from that, I just, of course, there's a lot of sadness, there's a lot of hurt, there's anger, and not only from the people that are getting divorced, but the families, and many other people are affected by this. And I did a lot of soul searching, and I started a women's support group, Helping Heal Hearts, and we shared our experiences, and it was not about talking negative about anyone in their situation, but about how we were going to deal with this and how we were going to be strong about it and how you can still love life and make the best out of whatever situation you're in.
Excellent. It's certainly having that kind of philosophy is really what's going to lend you to allow you to be able to work through and push through obstacles, because clearly, inevitably, the obstacles are going to be there. So was there some sort of reading material, something, some author or you may have read or some speaker, something that someone that may have begun to shape what your philosophy is?
There are so many, and I can't name one. I will name several of them. First, one of the authors that I read and I know about he has a show on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on Channel 5, and I highly, highly recommend him. Many of you have probably heard of him. His name is Joel Osteen. And one of the books that I read is Live Your Best Life Now. And
that's Joel Osteen with that little church in Texas, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that helped me immensely. That helped me so much. The little church, yes. He's amazing, and it helped me so much reading his book, and I didn't know about his show. I first found his book because someone told me about him. So he's one of them, and it helped me a lot in a spiritual sense. And Eckhart Tolle was another one. My cousin, who I love dearly, she lives in Florida, and she told me about this book, The Power of Now, and that was many years ago, and I never read it at the time. Maybe I wasn't ready for it back then. But Eckhart Tolle teaches us on how we need to focus on the now. Enjoy the present moment that we have. Let's stop complaining about what happened yesterday. Let's stop worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. And let's focus on what we have today and the life that we have today. So many times we forget to enjoy the moment that we have today because we're too busy remembering our past experiences, and we're worried about the future. And we forget to enjoy the now, the moment that we're in right now. And it's
Absolutely.
Very difficult. Yes, and it's very difficult because we live on autopilot because we're so busy. We, in today's society, there's just so much going on and so much to keep up with that it is just too much going on. So we forget to just, I say it's like a chatterbox in our mind, and we need to shut that down. So how do we do that? How do we shut this chatterbox constant thoughts? Because I was like that. Thoughts racing in my mind constantly. What do I have to do? What do I have to do next? And I was always ahead of myself and not enjoying my moment now, not enjoying today. So that's one of the people that have helped me immensely is Eckhart Tolle, and I consider him to be one of my teachers, as well as Oprah Winfrey and Rachel Carlson. He was one of the authors that I truly, truly admire. One of his first books that I read was Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And many of us do sweat the small stuff. We stress about any little thing. And
Now, if I can interrupt you just a moment, because you mentioned something a little bit earlier that I don't want to
Hello, Marilyn?
Yeah.
Can you hear Steve?
I didn't hear Steve.
Oh, he's traveling while he's doing the show, and his he keeps dropping in and out and everything. So why don't you continue sharing some of your experience and stuff in regards to the authors that you really, really follow and how they've helped you, and I'll try to see if I can get him back on the line.
Okay. One author that's helping me immensely today, and I'm sharing with many of my Reiki clients and many of my friends, is Rhonda Byrne, and she's originally from The Secret. She's in the film The Secret and the book The Secret and The Law of Attraction. This book is called The Magic, and it talks about how we can create a magical life within 28 days. So she has a pattern, and she has a guideline she gives us, and we follow. So the first thing that we need to do, that Rhonda Byrne says, and I've been doing this every day, is writing down 10 things that we're grateful for. So every morning, that's how I start my day. I write 10 things that I am grateful for. And that alone can set your tone for the day, and it will change how you feel inside, because it's not only writing down what you're grateful for, but really feeling it. And so you feel the shift inside of your body, and you really feel that you're grateful for everything, and that you're grateful for everything that you have. So that's one way to start your day. think about all the things that we're grateful for, because a lot of times we wake up in the morning and we're thinking about our problems, or we're thinking about all the bills that we have to pay, or we don't have the money to pay the bills, or everything negative that is just going to bring more negative into your life. But if you focus on what you have, you will get more of that. If you focus on what you're lacking, you're going to lack more.
And isn't that the key to the law of attraction? Whatever you focus in on and then feel is what brings it into your existence, right? And
absolutely.
So the whole aspect of gratitude really brings you in the moment for what it is that's going in at right now, which again connects it with the Eckhart Tolle thing, right? The now aspect. So I certainly would affirm that. So your step number one would be to be grateful for what you have right now.
Yes, be grateful for what you have right now. That's
what's
one.
Step number two?
I would say do not complain, and do not even in your mind, do not have negative thoughts, and that's very hard to do.
Yeah, how do you do that?
You have to shut down these negative thoughts that come into your mind, and they will continue to be there. And how you do that is immediately eliminate that thought and replace it with a thought of gratitude. Remember that you woke up this morning. Remember that you're able to breathe. Remember that you're able to walk, that you're able to see. Remember those things and forget about the things that you're worried about, that are worrying you, because it's only causing you harm. It's not going to benefit you in any way. It's only going to bring you more worried.
Okay, so then again, for a point of clarity, so that, because we want to make sure that we're able to operate from here moving forward, that you can't stop the negative thoughts from coming, but you can stop yourself from focusing on those negative thoughts and replace it with what you want, not what you don't want, right?
Right, that's it.
Okay, yeah.
We are programmed that way. We are already programmed that way. And it's like reprogramming your brain. It's so hard to reprogram. And
right.
I use an example. This is what I tell people. I use the mind and the thoughts as a space and furniture. If you have furniture in this space, it's an old furniture, but you're so comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you eliminate that furniture from that space.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep that space empty, you're going to want to be comfortable again and go back to that old furniture. So you have to replace it with new furniture. So the new furniture are your new thoughts. They have to be replaced, because if you don't replace them immediately, you're going to go back to your old way of thinking, to your negative thoughts, and you're going to bring more negative things into your life.
That's good, right? Because, see, the universe abhors a vacuum. The universe is going to look to fill something in there. So if you're not intentional with what you want, what you don't want will automatically go into that place. My dad used to tell me when I was a kid, he said, you can't stop a bird from lighting on your head, but you can keep them from making a nest there, right? And so the key is, when the thought comes, it's what you do with that thought. And if you have to replace it with the thing that you want, not what you don't want, the law of focus says whatever you focus on magnifies itself. And so that negative thought will magnify itself and reproduce itself unless you put in there the thing that you want. So the step number one was gratitude. The step number two was to,
not complain.
Not complain. Great.
Try for today, at least for one day. Try to, because we're all going to complain. And I was so happy when you said, it's really hot, but I won't complain. I said, yay! That's really, because we're so programmed to complain about everything. And instead of complaining, let's be grateful for what we have. So let's just try for one day. Try it for one day. If you're going to complain about something, catch yourself and stop yourself and replace it with a positive thought. And you're going to see how, by changing your way of thinking, you're changing, it's like you mentioned earlier, it's your inner world that you're changing. And when you change your inner world, your outer world changes. You see, you cannot change circumstances in the outer world and you cannot change people. But you can change yourself, and you change yourself inside and how you feel inside, and that's going to reflect on the outside. The circumstances will change. The people will change. And it's law. It's law. It will happen. I guarantee you.
Okay, so I'm not going to complain about anything today. And I'm going to see how it works for me.
And that's what you begin with, you know, today, right, at this moment. Because you can't, if you start thinking about, okay, I'm not going to complain, and you try to put too many days in a row together, that's kind of challenging. You can start with step number one and make it today and be successful there, and then continue to recommit yourself to that thing, all right? And I think that's definitely a practical way to be able to make this happen. And that's what I want our listeners to be able to walk away with. The practical aspects of it. Certainly we can look at this and listen and think it very mystical and think it's something that's unattainable. But if it's broken down into the simple steps that you can take, you know, right now and be able to manage your expectations with regard to what you can and will do, that's what begins to make the difference. All right? So
yes.
That's absolutely necessary there from that standpoint. If you can recap one more time, because we've got three steps. What are the three steps? Number one would be?
Well, the first would be to be grateful.
Step number
and
two.
And write a list of 10 things that you're grateful for every day.
Okay.
And feel it. Read the list. Reread the list that you wrote. Feel the gratitude. Not only write it, but feel it. Feel the gratitude until you feel that you're almost like your body, your inner body, you feel the shift. You can feel the shift. And when you read the 10 things that you're grateful for, after you read each and every one of them, say thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's the first thing you're going to do. The second thing you're going to do is do not complain. Do not complain about anything. And when you are going to complain, catch yourself and replace it with a positive thought. The third thing to do is that chatterbox that we have, all those thoughts that are racing in our mind, we need to shut that down. How do we do that? Find, even if it's 5 minutes, to just get in a comfortable place, close your eyes, face your palms up, and just listen to your breath. And when the chattering comes into your mind, release it, just like release it with your breath. And keep focusing on your breath, and that's all you're going to focus on your breath. And think nothing. Don't think of anything.
Marilyn, you said focus on your breath. So what are we talking about? Is this a particular breathing exercise or simply breathing in and breathing out? What are we breathing in.
So what you're going to do, you sit comfortable, close your eyes. You're going to notice your mind here and there, from topic to topic, issue to issue. So what you're going to do, go in there, feel the tension, feel it, and be inside that mind and that chattering. Think into that mind, allow yourself to be there, and then imagine the chaos and the noise subsiding gradually, gradually, until it slows down. Gradually, it's going to be relaxing, resting, and softening, and you're going to be there with your softening mind, feel it. Let go. Feel it. Let the tension ooze away. Feel your mind slowing in its tracks. And then you open your eyes and you sit quietly and you let that quiet mind sit still with you and you keep breathing and ignore that chatter that might start up again. Sit still. And that's the power of now. Sitting still.
Oh, great. Excellent. Definitely practical steps. So what's next? What's the next step?
I would say the last step, before you go to bed, instead of thinking of your problems, again, focus on all the good things that happened to you today. And then find the best thing that happened to you. And one exercise that is mentioned in the book, The Magic, which I'm going to mention a little bit more about this in a bit, but it says you find a rock. It could be a rock, a stone, something that feels good in your hand when you hold it. And that's going to be your magic rock. And you put it by your bed, and before you go to sleep, you hold that magic rock. We're going to call this the magic rock or the stone. Think about everything good that happened to you today, and pick one best thing that happened and say thank you. And again, you're going to feel that shift in your body the way you feel that shift in your body when you write the things that you're grateful for. So when you're holding this rock and you're thinking about all the good things that happened and you say thank you and you go to sleep that way, your subconscious mind is working most when you're sleeping. So you don't want to go to sleep with all these negative thoughts, because when you wake up in the morning, you're not going to have a good day. So if you go to sleep thinking about all these good things that happened to you during the day, you're going to feel a difference when you wake up in the morning. And then if you write that gratitude list, you're going to create a great day. You create your day. We don't just let the day happen to us. We need to create our own day. And you can be the creator of your day, and you can be the creator of your life. And no matter what circumstances you're in, there's no excuse. There are no excuses. If you do these things, you will attract the things that you want, and you will have the life that you want.
So in essence, that rock becomes a point of contact or a point of transference for those feelings and thoughts, so that when you pick it up again, there's an automatic connection between the two. Is that how that works?
That's it. It's all about the feeling. It's not just saying thank you. Sometimes we think that we're grateful. Oh, thank you. But we're not feeling it. It's all about feeling the gratefulness. The feeling is a very important factor here, because the feeling is what's going to raise your vibrations, and you're going to be in alignment with the universe, and the universe is going to match that vibration. So if that vibration is low and that energy is low, the universe will match that vibration. So it's going to be low. So if you have negative feelings, negative thoughts, the universe is going to match that. You're going to have negative people in your life. You're going to have negative situations in your life. If you raise your vibration and you have positive energy, you surround yourself with positive people, positive thoughts, the universe will match that. And one exercise is a vision board. You can create a vision board, and if whatever it may be, it could be anything, and start a vision board and start visualizing what you want and where you want to go. I always tell people, look ahead and look at where you want to go. Don't look, if you're in a really bad situation right now and bad circumstances, think about where you want to go and where you want to be, and it's amazing how you're going to meet the people. They're just going to start coming into your life. It comes to you. You don't have to chase it. You're going to attract it.
And if I can just interject right there, because we're definitely giving the listeners a whole lot to digest here. So, you know, I think you would need to have you come back again next month and continue on and give some more ideas. But if you could, just for, you know, we've got about 3 minutes, if you could just take a minute and a half, and tell us about how this has worked for you in your life. What have you been able to manifest by virtue of applying these skills, these techniques and principles?
But before you begin, wait 1 second. Steve, she doesn't have to rush. She has a little bit more time. So if you want to just, you know, let her, finish the complete subject and then we can cut it off, that's fine. If not, it's up to you, because I've allotted enough time for you guys to really touch base on this.
I can summarize this and we can continue next month. And I have a blog at Helping Heal Hearts. If you go to my blog on helpinghealhearts.com, I talk more about the magic. And what I'm doing is I'm giving the exercises every day. And because of my busy personal life, I'm not on there every day, but that's my goal, to be on there every day. But I am listing the days in numerical order on what magical practice you should be doing today.
So you can
go onto my blog on helpinghealhearts.com and follow that. And I highly recommend the book Magic by Rhonda Byrne. And it's going to be amazing. It really works. And I've met amazing people in my life lately. And things just come to me without me having to chase. And I'll just give you one example. I am a Reiki master. I have many clients, and I wrote down, I had a goal, and I said, I want a certain number of clients by this month. And it just happened that way without me having to chase it. You see, when you have a passion for something, the provision will come after that. You don't go after the provision. You don't chase it. The provision will come after you. If you're doing something that you're really passionate about and you're doing it wholeheartedly and you're living and expressing your most higher self, you will attract the people and you will attract the provision. It will just come to you. And that's just one example. I have had amazing experiences. I have been in the past, let's say if I was in a financial situation, and I have had checks come into my mailbox, or I've had, it's just amazing. I can't even think, but I follow my blog, and there will be so much more on there. I know that we're trying to wrap this up, but I have to say that it's been amazing. And I'll give you another experience. I had a business that I was working in, and it wasn't working out anymore. I was not working in that place anymore, and with my attitude of the positive outlook and attracting what I want, I've had 3 different business opportunities that have been presented to me, and I've had 4 job offers within 1 month, and they keep coming, and it's so I have the option. I have the option, and I get to pick and choose and create my life.
Wow.
And yes, and it was amazing, because there was one time where if you think, oh my God, it's really challenging out there, there's nothing else there, then that's what you're going to create in your life. But if you start envisioning what you want and describe what you want and exactly how you want it and write it in the you write it in the present tense as if it's happening now, and give it time, and it will happen as long as you have the faith. And I'm a person that I have a lot of faith, and I just surrender, and I surrender to divinity and know that I will be living my purpose. And my purpose is to help people. I've known that. That is my purpose. And we're all here for a reason. And we all need to live our purpose. And sometimes we don't know what it is. And that's going to be another subject.
Yeah.
Finding your purpose. Because that's a whole other subject.
Well, actually, I think that for next month, those are the things. Would you be willing to come back next month for us? Can you just continue this, Marilyn?
Absolutely. I would love to.
Great. Excellent. Because I think those are 2 things that, for practical points of action, we really need the listeners to grab a hold of. How you write out goals, how you write out your intentions in the present perfect, and also the power of purpose and what that really is all about. So I'd like us to be able to start with that next month, because you know, we get to people too much to hear. You know, after a while, we reach a point of supersaturation, and we don't want to get there. We want them to be able to understand the concept, take away a few things they can take some action on, and then get some more next time around. So, Marilyn, I'd really like to thank you for taking the time to be here today, sharing what you shared. If you could, one more time, share your blog. What's the address of your blog?
It's helpinghealhearts.com.
Great. helpinghealhearts.com. I would encourage everyone to visit Marilyn's blog, get further information on what she's doing, and just be able to follow her path so that you can create those same things in your life. I'd also like to let you know about my new website that's been launched just this past month. It's TrueDestinyLG.com. It's TrueDestinyLG. True Destiny Leadership Group is the company, but TrueDestinyLG.com. You can follow what it is that I'm doing and some videos and things of that sort. But our whole objective is to ensure that we give you information that's of great value that you can use to build your life. So we're going to come to an end of this particular segment. Thank you once again, everyone, for being in attendance. Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you, Aurelia, for facilitating. And thank you, listeners, for being here. Looking forward to seeing you again next month. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Paradigm Shifters. Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.